Here's a fun exercise to imagine abundance into being. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, maybe you want to do some work around money, maybe you want to increase your earnings, maybe, and I will say, I've been doing research around increasing earnings. There's not a lot of material out there. They will tell you about investing and saving and budgeting, but there's not a lot that really supports people being high earners and earning at their potential. So if you want to talk about that, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package as well as the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, let's look at your new money story. So I'm going to give you some questions and you can journal on them. You can listen back to this show and write the questions down. So your new money story. And you're going to answer these questions from the perspective of living in total abundance. What we're doing here is we are imagining your new reality into being. So you're now living in total abundance. Who are you? You're now living in total abundance. Who are you? You are now living in total abundance. How would you describe yourself physically? How would you describe your stance, your posture, your walk, your movement, how you hold your body? You are now living in total abundance. What rhythm or tempo do you associate with yourself? Think of a type of music or a song that describes you. What's your theme song for your total abundance life? And then here's my little bonus because I'm witchy. Whatever that song is, start making that a daily practice to listen to that song. You can do a little rain dance to it. You can envision your being in your total abundance and what that means to you specifically. And call it in. Call in your abundance. Call in your higher levels of earning. Call in your higher levels of saving. Call in the debt being eliminated. That's really fun. Again, we're looking at your total abundance self. You're living in total abundance. How do you dress? How do you groom yourself? Just make note of it. How do you dress? How do you groom yourself? You're living in total abundance. Where do you live? How does your space look? Your home look? How does it feel? And if you're in business for yourself, think about your workspace. How does that look? How does it feel? If you're looking for a new job, think about how does your desk look? How does it feel? You're now living in total abundance. How do you sound? What is the tone of your voice? What do you say? How do you talk about money? How do you talk about your life? You're now living in total abundance. How do you think? And what do you think about? You're now living in total abundance. How do you think? What do you think about? And consider when you're in lack and how you think, and then just turn it around. So if you're always thinking, oh my God, there's not going to be enough money, what would be the reverse of that? Oh my God, there's so much money. There is just so much money. Play with it. But how do you think? And what do you think about? Because if you're living in total abundance, you have a different thought process. Very different thought process. So you're living in total abundance. How do you feel about money? And be a little more detailed than just, I feel good. How do you feel? What does your body feel like? What emotions are you experiencing on a day-to-day basis? Are you calm? Are you relaxed? Are you chill? How do you feel? I give you a little leg up with some of those. You're now living in total abundance. How do you view your position in the world? Who are you in this beautiful world now? You're living in total abundance. Who are you now? And how do you show up in the world? You're now living in total abundance. What's your daily emotional state? How do you wake up? How do you go to bed? How do you feel when you are preparing a meal for yourself? How do you feel when you're talking to your partner? How do you feel when you are looking at your bank account? How do you feel as you're doing your job? You're now living in total abundance. You're now living in total abundance. How do you treat others? How do they treat you? How do you treat yourself? You're now living in total abundance. How do you stay in the flow of abundance? How do you clear pebbles before they become boulders? How do you approach a challenge? How do you approach a problem? You're now living in total abundance. What are your daily abundance practices? Do you listen to affirmations? Are you meditating? What's your self-care routine? What are you appreciating? How are you praising yourself? What are you journaling on? This one's fun. I do this one. What am I journaling on? I think of my future self, because I'm always journaling on something. I'm like, okay, what would my future self be doing right now? What would she be working on right now? That's really fun. Are you doing visualizations? Are you doing EFT? Are you doing forgiveness? What is your daily abundance practice now that you're already abundant? You're now living in total abundance. What do you do for fun or pleasure? What do you do for fun or pleasure? You're now living in total abundance. How do you nurture and honor your creativity and sexuality? This is in reference to the chakra that controls money. It also controls pleasure, creativity, and sexuality. So how do you honor and nurture your creativity, sexuality, and sensuality? You're now living in total abundance. What do those around you say about you? What are you hearing? You know, what do you other people say to you? Maybe what do you overhear someone say? Now, I'm not a great fan of you worrying about what other people think or what other people say about you, but I think in this exercise, it could be really helpful, and it can also help you uncover any limiting beliefs you're having. If you're afraid that people will start to think you're stuck up or snobby, that might be somewhere where you're holding back because you're concerned about what other people think of you. So this is kind of twofold, that you can do some limiting belief work here and imagine it into being. So what do those around you say about you? It may help to visualize one person in your life telling someone else about you. And just notice what comes up for you. If there is any negative feelings that come up, do the work to release, clear, let those go, and choose a new way of being. Okay, so why answer these questions? No one asks us how we want to feel about money. And most of the advice you receive about money, while some of it can be really helpful, is not taking your unique needs and desires into consideration. Money is not a one-size-fit-all energy. These questions are designed to help you uncover your intuitive version of abundance. We have like intellectual, idealized versions of ourselves as abundant, but if you were really abundant, how would you be? That's the goal of these questions. When you know what you want and how you will act as a result of having what you want, you can start to create that now. You can be dreamy if you want. You can be very straightforward in your answers. But ultimately, you're creating a character of abundance that is obtainable. So allow your responses to be based on the reality you want to live, and then be willing to stretch past your current mindset. If you find you're getting too intellectual with this, just take a pause and come back to it. Or only do the questions that feel really good to you, but I would challenge you to do them all. And then most importantly, release all judgment about yourself. You can be eccentric as you want. You can be as weird as you want, and you can be abundant. This is your journey. All that matters is that you enjoy it, that you feel aliveness, and that you can tap into the higher frequencies and the higher ways of being. Yeah? All right. Play with your total abundant self. And you may, extra credit, my spirit guides are giving you this as extra credit. You may want to spend an afternoon being your most abundant self. How are you different? And really be your abundant self. Approach your moments, your day-to-day life as your abundant self. And notice what comes up. And see if there are any shifts that you can make right now to start being more of that version of yourself in your day-to-day life. All right, this is my show on You Are Now Your Abundant Self. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Until next time, thank you for listening to this program.